minutes. I'll make a motion. Second. All those in favor? Aye. How
Aye.
Aye.
doing, Liz?
Good.
Bills? I don't know if we're getting bills going around or making some bills. Correspondence. I got nothing from the town or anything. Anybody else? Communication from the chief.
So, Chief is unfortunately sick tonight, so he will not be here. We are in the process of finalizing our budget for the year. We have two more trucks to go. Two more trucks to go down for service. The rescue and the ladder truck. Oh, I'm sorry, the tanker. The tanker's there now. We had the ladder truck was inspected. We had some damage to the ladder truck that we are going through insurance. Parts have been ordered. We're just waiting for the adjuster. Yeah, that's about it. Call wise, we've had average amount of calls for the month. Couple MVAs, couple outside fires. Yeah, that's be it. Easy this month.
Man, I'm gonna nozzle for the ladder truck. So hopefully insurance will step in. But I haven't even heard like a dollar amount.
I have not either.
Yeah. Kind
So,
of like a worst case. This is we're hoping insurance. But I haven't heard any.
from what I gathered, I think insurance is gonna take care of it.
Yeah.
But I don't have a dollar
Yeah.
amount either. So, I don't even know if Chief has one yet. I know parts have been ordered, but I don't know if they've put it on paper yet.
Yeah.
So,
It sounds like it's sizable, something like over 10,000. I'm sure it's not going to be cheap. Nothing on a
Yeah.
fire truck is cheap.
Yeah, I don't.
No. Let's put tires on them.
Yeah. Tires like $800 a pop or something.
Double that, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't. I have, like I said, I've been talking to Chief. I don't think he has any idea yet either.
Yeah.
He's waiting for the adjuster. I think the adjuster is supposed to be getting a hold of him to come here and look at the truck. But it is out of service with TN, in service in town.
Maple,
We
yeah.
can use the aerial. There is no waterway right now. So if we need it to get somewhere, we can do that, but we
Yeah.
cannot use it for
Run a hose
water.
up it.
Yeah, exactly. Do the old school way. We got hose straps.
Who does the repairs?
Gowan's night. So we're split. Trying to share the wealth. The rescue, the ET go to Firematic, which is Pierce, and then the tanker and the ladder truck go to Gowan's night. So, that's all I got.
Okay, Fire Marshal. Short month, I guess. Activities are neighbor dispute, a complainant with a wood pile.
Yeah, I meant to ask you about that. How's that get addressed?
Well, I talked to, it was an anonymous letter the chief got here. And I went over. I actually saw a wood pile in the Haven Road and
Oh, the St. Norwood Drive?
no,
Oh, I'll talk to you
Norwood,
after the
no.
meeting.
Ebron
East
and
Plaza
Pierce.
Board problems.
It's
You
not
lost
P.
me.
John.
You talk about this story here. Or,
No, I'm going to tell you a different story.
well, anyway, make a long story short. So it's a huge neighbor dispute between the two. I talked to one of the guys that had the wood pile. He's a tree guy, has a wood pile. It wasn't near the building, it wasn't out of control. And then he starts telling me all this stuff, and there's lawsuits flying back and forth between the two. It's like a huge, pardon the language, shit storm between the
Oh,
two neighbors.
is it School Road in Hebron?
No, it's Hebron and is it not Diane?
Daria, is it?
No.
Daria?
It was Deming? No, he's a
Because
two.
there used to be a tree guy there, Bill, and he would put all his chips plus all his wood.
This is a brand new house. He just
Oh,
that
okay,
guy.
okay.
Okay. Yeah. So it just started this huge thing, and I didn't realize what town hall had numerous complaints, and that the complainant ends up sending me an email because he was, he wanted to know what happened since he must have saw me walking around. And they both have cameras in the trees. There's charges of voyeurism. This is like out of control. Just so I'm trying to stay neutral. Then he sent me another direct email and said, well, I sent him the first letter and he's going on and on with all this stuff. And I just said, look, I didn't see anything wrong. I'm not going to get involved in any. I didn't even say that, I don't think. Just nothing more to talk about. It's my end. But it's a huge
Do
problem.
you have any say when it comes to a stack of wood?
That's what I was curious
It's
about.
wood chips, and this guy is complaining about, he just doesn't like, because his house. This is Hebron Road. The house is here. There's a side road. The neighbor's right here. So he looks inside the guy's backyard. There's some tractor tires, and there's a pile of, but
This is the one at the whole front of the house is the driveway.
yes, you know which one I'm talking about. Is it 271? No. I don't know. Anyway, so he's just because the neighbor looks at his backyard the whole time. So there's charge after charge. The state police were there multiple times. This is just, and the guy that I stopped and talked to, well, he's just as bad as the other guy. So it's just, so I'm trying to stay neutral as much as I can, but I looked around. There really isn't anything to go after. Wood piles, like the guy had up on the farm, up on Boston Turnpike, way out there. Well, there was a problem with that wood pile because he had wood inside the wood pile and in a distance to the barn,
That's
but.
right, because I remember that there is a statute that there can't be wood inside the wood chips or something like that, right?
Right. Well, I didn't see that, but it just,
I remember you going there
yeah,
for.
it's got a lot of wood in there. It just put, but this was just interesting. So I haven't heard anything since, but Danielle got on the judicial website and just that stuff going back and forth between it too, and it's just anyway. I guess entertaining. St. Mary's Church, the father needed an exact seat occupancy for the church. I actually screwed up. It wasn't 22 inches per butt. It's actually 18. So he's going to have, could have over 300 people seated in the church. And the reason he's doing this is they have some group coming in June or July.
Is this upstairs in the
And this is
actual?
a church. This is the actual church. And they put on a concert. And this outfit that's coming in, they do traffic control. They do this, they do that. And we told them, there's certain things you can't do. You can't block the road. You can't shut the road down. All these other little things. And he's going to have multiple concerts because it makes money for the church. So it's a big thing, I guess, coming to town. So it's, different bands, different. So that's coming up soon. Just like the Congregational Church is doing that lobster shrimp thing. I just signed up for it today for $40 a person.
I didn't even know about
I had to sign a permit along with the zoning guy because it's going to be alcohol served there. It's going to be outside. It's going to be in a cul-de-sac behind Town Hall. Lobster, shrimp, corn, coleslaw, all the stuff, for $40 a person. So,
this is St. Maurice? Is this at that hall and back, or
no,
is
this is
the
the
actual
actual
church?
this is the actual church, and
Or church, yeah.
This group likes to use churches because it's fixed seating, everything's set up. There's nothing to, if you use a hall, if it's a big hall like the basement of the church, then all these other occupancies, like the bar, you have to use 15 and 7. So it's 15 square feet for tables and 7 per person. But when it's fixed seating, then you have to go by butt size. So we had to measure the pews and figure out,
Sorry, you're oversized.
No, absolutely. So.
Can't fit.
Was it Spirit Airlines?
But it's,
Not
they're doing things,
anymore.
they're doing things as a fundraiser. It's not a bad thing for
Yeah.
town, Went to Capital Region meeting in Manchester, Knox Box duties, inspection since last meeting. Sunset apartments were all done except for one unit. Four burn permits were issued and inspected and did a Dollar General egress inspection. And just one more thing I want to mention. So last month I did a Zoom thing and you had a lot of questions which were puzzling me. And I know it's to assist me if I need something and just, but it's kind of hard to describe. I just kind of like wasn't sure exactly what, you
Yeah,
know.
it was just my thing was is you have, like you said, mentioned at one point, a tablet
Right.
or something like that.
Right.
My thing is if we get it out in the open, not saying you're not doing your job or anything like that, but what can we get you to do your job easier and better? And if we get it, then it's like, okay, now we've talked about this. We
Right.
talk it about again in a few months. You know, and it's just like we've done with the trucks.
Right.
We're going to need a truck in a couple of years. We're going to need it. And this way, it puts a bug in someone's ear. Not complaining about your job.
Right.
I hope you didn't get that
Well, I
feeling.
was just puzzling. It just,
No,
you know, and I wasn't here,
I'm
so,
trying to get you to get
you know.
whatever you need to do your
And
job.
I appreciate that,
Does
you
it
know.
make sense if, like, if you had a tablet or something to have ESO up on
I
it?
do. I have a laptop. The
Oh.
town bought me a laptop, but I can't use it because I don't have connectivity.
Yeah.
And also, when you use ESO for inspections, it's really clunky.
Gotcha. I haven't
So
looked at it for inspection.
you have to check off all these, based on the occupancy, you have to check off all these boxes. Then down at the bottom, you have to have the occupant sign it, and then I have to sign it. All this stuff. So each inspection, each apartment is a separate inspection. So technically, I could say, well, I did Sunset. There's 24 apartments there. So there's 24 inspections I did that day, you know, to bring the numbers up if you wanted, the smoke and mirrors thing.
Yeah.
But the trouble was the connectivity. I tried using the thing on my phone to
Hotspot.
hotspot. That really didn't seem to work. And Jim says, well, there's a hotspot here, the town hotspot. Come and get it. I go, Jim, I have to come in the town hall to freaking, you know, it.
And hours. You should get paid for going from there.
But I can't because I'm limited to hours.
Well, no,
It's a,
this is what I'm
yeah.
saying is that costs money too. No matter what you do, costs money.
I mean, I had been doing it for a while and it's all set up. It's completely set up. So
Right.
my predecessor, the next guy after me,
Yep.
or whoever, everything's all set up. They can do it. But the key thing is what departments are using are tablets. They have better connectivity for some reason, like a phone.
It's a cellular. Well, you're gonna get it through this. You get a cellular number on the thing, and it doesn't cost that much.
Yeah,
And that's why I say in a tablet, you get the nice. You get like an iPad. You can get the strap that goes around your hand, so you don't drop it,
right.
and you can
We
just
have
do
them.
this with it. I
Right.
mean, it's.
Well,
I want you to have an easy time doing your
and
job.
that's why I tried to explain it last meeting. So I was had to manually do each inspection because I didn't have the connectivity. And like I said, by the time you fumble around doing it, it's a pain. So I do the inspections, I write down everything, you know, and then the owner gets gigged and whatever, you know, they're still waiting for fire doors and Sunset. So I sent them a letter today. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. You're not doing what you told me to do. It's been 3 years since I found this violation. So if
Is that in
you,
the basement?
if you don't give me a business plan, because he was saying, well, I'll deal with people move. Okay, fine. Well, he hasn't done anything in 2 years. He did a couple
Half
doors.
people don't move too much out of there.
Right.
No, they're in there for
no, they
life.
don't go
When I
anywhere.
did the inspection, I went down to every basement. I checked the fire doors, and I'm just going to say, and he comes up with all excuses in the world. Now he tells me that the building official hasn't inspected the door. I want to make sure I'm doing it right. So I looked at the door. I've been around for a while. It looks good to me. Well, I need something in writing. We'll do that, but that doesn't excuse it from doing the other ones. But he doesn't like bothering the tenants. I actually contacted the state in that case because each apartment has a front and back door. So because of that, he could have blocked off all those basement doors in the hallways. Just studs and sheetrock, blocked them off, and done deal. He didn't want to do that because people go through the basement to use the washer and dryers.
Yeah,
I
because
said, okay.
each apartment has a basement,
But I got something from
and
the
then they get
state.
into the
You know,
main.
they sent me all the codes in reference to he could block those off because he got to do, you know. And some unfortunate soul might have a bedroom in there, which is not good. But he needs to do the doors. And I finally sent him a threatening letter today that we're done with this. We're done playing games. So,
Is this
Richard.
what street is this Sunset?
Sunset. Sunset. Nice guy. Nice
Over by
guy
the
to meet.
lake.
Yeah.
Oh,
He
okay.
does all his own maintenance. You know, his brother used to own it. His brother owns the Nacho apartments or Nacho extension apartments. You know, nice guy. Just he doesn't like interacting with people. He's like a freaking hermit. He will not go on inspections with me, and I don't like going alone. You know, or just in case. You always have an extra set of eyes, but he's just He doesn't want to bother people. He doesn't want to go inspections. And some owners don't like that because then it gives the tenants a good chance to complain about something. But everything else, except for one apartment, has smoke detector missing. A Hartford fireman, by the way. Well, who's had a workshop in a basement. Did you take that down?
Jeez.
And he goes, I don't remember. I don't. And then come to find out, I was on a job with his father before he was born. I said, you're a fireman. Anyway, so I'm getting long-winded. So what I did was, being confused, doesn't take much nowadays. I sent you and I sent the chief my hot list. I prefer that it doesn't go out to everybody
No.
because of all the phone numbers. And it's private phone numbers for owners and property owners, all this stuff. But I sent it to you to show you exactly what I go from. Now you know what I go from, and then you see the meetings, these from the meetings to show you what I do. And that's broken down by occupancy. And in the corner, and I used to save all the dates, but I couldn't with a spreadsheet. And, it's a hot list to show me if there's a date that's 3 years old in the business, it means it needs to be inspected for a business. Assembly occupancies have to be done once a year. So when I get done with the apartments, then I can start looking at all the, and I'll look at when it was last done, and that's how I keep track of what needs to be done. And if you look at all the numbers, they're all pretty close. They're all within a year or two. All the apartments were done last year, and just all, like I mentioned here. So that's my hot list. Bruce has a copy, but like I said, don't share it because there's not too many numbers on there that, just to show you what I do.
Like I said, I'll the whole meaning of that was just, maybe not this year if the budget's too tight, but maybe looking at next year when we put in a budget, we say, an iPad with a rubber case he drops it because he's clumsy, and it'll and get whether it's Verizon or AT&T, whatever the town uses, and it gets its own number. Case closed. I mean, that's coming into the 21st
Well,
century.
yeah.
Tablets are so much easier than a laptop.
And I found that out. I thought the laptop would be better because it's got Word, it's got Excel, it's got this. No, it's
You need
not.
both. Then with the tablet, you can take pictures right there and put it right in
Well,
the report.
this laptop can take pictures too.
Yeah.
But it's everything's built.
And there is software. When I was on light duty in the fire marshal's office, they gave me a tablet and I would go out to these structures that they haven't gotten to or whatever, and then it would be uploaded to the trucks. But anyway, long story short, everything's in there. It's just click, 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 click. And I could take a picture. And so it's out there, and there's software out there that'll make it real easy for you.
Having a laptop going around a
Oh,
building
it's crazy.
where a tablet is so much easier to for him to do his job, and then the next guy. Not that we're trying to get rid of you or anything like that. It's just, let's come into the 21st century.
Everything's all set up for the next guy, including, and I was tracking actually the occupants' names of each apartment, and I found out that's not a good idea because they leave, they're transient, but I actually, because this is too small, so when I'm home perusing Facebook or the internet, I actually bought a tablet just for, it's a lot bigger than this. So, and I appreciate that, but here's a confusing part. So I work for the town and I have a budget and I have to go before the Board of Selectmen. So, they've been very good too if I ask for something, but I haven't been asking too much. There isn't much to ask for. I mean, if you want to buy me a car, that'd be nice, but especially the price of gas nowadays. But so, no, it's all good. Everything, but you got that list. You can go.
Yeah, I didn't worry about that. I
That's what I
just, like you
said.
said, same thing. That's why you bring up a wish list for trucks, a wish list for gear, or anything like that. We want more radios. You don't just bring it up and say, oh, you got to give us radios this year. You got to put the bug in everybody's ear and go, this is coming. Just like we said with the, we got the report coming in. It's going to be some serious money here. You're going to need an addition onto the building. You can't just go and ask for that today. If it's not brought up every little bit, we're not going to get it.
And I talked to Jim today, and he's just shaking his head, knowing that it's probably going to be a repeat of last year. And the funny thing was, I was driving through Andover Sunday, and they got signs all over the place for, vote no, vote no, vote no, and people just,
Every Ed Holland,
yeah, they're all
everybody.
pissed off. People are pissed off. And they're going to shoot the budget down no matter how good it is.
Yeah, everywhere is doing
And then
that.
they're going to, get a shot down and things will be missing for services. Then they're going to complain that they don't have the services.
Well, people don't understand.
It
Everyone
just,
wants a 0% increase. It's physically impossible to do a 0%. You cannot do a
Well,
0%.
like I've said and brought that up, we always try and put our budget in, so as long as I've been on this board, at what the town says. We got to stick under 3% this year. We got to stick under 1% or 0%. And we do. We put our budget in right around there.
The
And we still get whacked.
only thing we raised really this year was truck maintenance, and that's because
Every
one,
year,
it's an aging fleet, some of
the
it,
trucks get older, even though they're not that old.
and whether the truck's needed or not, prices are going up for labor and everything just to do the inspections.
And if FPA keeps adding
So,
stuff, used to be 7 years on 10 years on tires. Now it's seven. And your bunker gear, and no matter what we do, there's no way we can keep our budget at a 0%.
And if OSHA passes what they're talking about for the last couple years, they're basically going to adopt NFPA as law. And now you're there, it's a whole nother can of worms. So that's going to open up. Your physicals are going to be a lot more. So it's change of times. Yeah, no, you can make some tough decisions, right? You like, it's tough. It's some tough decisions to come. Oh,
They're gonna do Farm Day again, like you guys are talking.
have you heard
I
anything?
haven't heard yet, nothing yet.
Last year,
It was the last
it
minute,
was
yeah.
like
Because it,
a 2 weeks before.
yeah, there's some new lady at that group that puts it on, and
And
there, there where the problem was is the town requiring X amount of police officers, and that's their troopers just turn everything down. It just is work too much. So that was the problem last year. There's a whole,
well, the
was
problem
the cop
was,
really was.
the problem was they didn't file for the permits. And like I said something to Chief, I was like, it's, I think it was the end of June or beginning of July. I'm like, we haven't heard anything. Do you know what's going on? And then I think the town actually reached out to them.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. We saw it on there. I was there with the kids and I saw it on the board and it said we were a sponsor. And I was like, what? Wait a sec. So then that started the ball rolling. I was like, oh yeah. I was like, yeah, they're at the event. And there was nothing in place yet.
Yeah.
So
They learned.
it that
Hopefully.
needs to be, I'm hoping they'll do something soon. I just don't understand, like you said, everything's set up for when someone takes over for you down the road. You're telling me there's not a calendar that says May 1st.
No.
Apply for this, like, so,
Well, it's like St. Maurice.
yeah.
You
No,
need 30
I'm
days
sorry.
for the Congregational Church. So they have a special town permit because they're going to have beer and wine and all sorts of stuff. So it's like all these signatures. And Jim calls me up, so you got to come in here and sign this. By signing. There's so many people have to sign because it's going to be in a cul-de-sac. If it rains, it's going to go inside the church. But $40 a person. That sounds like pretty good feed. So they and they're always doing something to raise money. So
Yeah, they do the Yankee Street Fair and
yeah. So that's it. That's
okay. We get any old business? I know we haven't heard anything on our evaluation.
study. No, Chief is I'm linked in on the emails and every once in a while, they're asking for another report or something. He's been very diligent in getting them everything down to hose testing results for the last 5 or 6 years. And so I think they're still compiling all the data and going through all the call volume through TN and all that stuff. So I would assume we should be hearing next couple weeks, at least something.
Didn't he make it sound like he was going to have like a preliminary meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Yeah.
supposed
They're
to have something.
looking like June.
Yeah,
That's what I
at
thought.
one
I
point.
remember too, June, the
I
point
thought they were
there.
going to give him a heads up, maybe. Yeah,
They were going
so.
to meet with him and Jim. It's him and, oh, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but.
And it'll just have file in file 13.
Well, it's too late this year, right?
Well, it's not gonna
If the
they
budget finally does get approved, then this will be an additional cost top, and it'd have to go into the next budget cycle.
well, because you're talking, if you're gonna add anybody, if you get two employees, you're talking $200,000 of pay.
They're gonna have, right.
So that's
They're gonna have a special
technically not
budget.
our budget anyway. That actually is town budget, because we don't, the
Yeah.
commission doesn't pay or things. So it's technically the town's gonna go, oh, we got to come up with $200,000 roughly.
Yeah, I think it's whatever comes out of it, I don't think you'll see any result of well, any action for
No, I didn't
at
ask a good,
least
what I feel is a
a
good
year or
question. So,
so.
how long does the town want to say this report is
Good
only
for.
good for? Does it have an expiration date?
I want to say. I want to say it was a 10-year study.
But even that doesn't, you're gonna add, you're gonna do a paid chief. That's not really up to them. You're gonna do how many guys?
Right.
They're just gonna make suggestions and give you, let's say, three plans,
Something like that.
three things, and then come up with an idea of what we're gonna do. I just don't see it
Yeah.
taking effect
I want to
anytime
say,
soon.
no, I would think it would be a
No,
few years
you're
down the
gonna, it's
road,
gonna be,
at least.
I mean, it might be something that Chief and I work with you guys, obviously, through for next budget to start making some changes, but even then,
To its paid.
I mean, it might be something that, yep, this is a need. We do need one or two people. I know Liz Hebron's going through this right now, of looking for a safer grant and trying to, because a safer grant, I want to say it's a 5-year grant, and the first year it pays 100% of the salary. Second year it's 80, third it's 60. So that way it gives the town, like, hey,
Right.
5 years, this is you.
5 years, you get what's a big cash.
So,
So who?
we'll get the ball
So
rolling.
that's out there now?
Yeah, you can
There's
get
always
them.
those.
I know Hebron's trying to get one right now, because they had their,
But they're already paid.
they are, but they are in the same boat we are, like every town,
Are you adding?
and I don't know. I know the chief was called in and said, we got to cut X amount out of your budget, and that was some of. So it's everywhere. Every single town. You go on Facebook, and every single
Yeah.
town saying vote no. So it's
Right.
just. But,
But that's where the town's got to make some tough decisions, as far as I would hope public safety's at the top of the list
yeah.
so they can readjust
So I mean, like
his priorities.
the safer grant. I know it's not always available. I don't know if there is one live now. It kind of falls in with the assistant of the AFF grant, the Assistance for Firefighter grant that we got. That's what we got the forestry through.
Yeah.
That's what we were in. I haven't heard. I'm assuming we didn't get it. It
The
was
radios.
the radios with Tolland and Summers. The whole government shut down really threw everything for a loop.
Yeah, I
So
remember
I
that, right?
think things got pushed and all that stuff. So we have been putting in the last 3 years. I know when Mike was here, he was doing the radio
Right.
grant every
He did a
year.
great job, right? He
Yep.
brought in a lot of money.
So one of that is safer grants. And that's one 5 years
Safer.
ago, Mike wanted to go for a safer grant, but the town didn't want to do that yet. So until they did the study. Well, now the study will
Well,
go
that's it.
on.
The study's going to give the ammunition.
Right, but even if we put in for a study and like we get a safer grant, we'd need something in place prior to
Yes,
getting it.
100%. Yeah, we
Yeah.
can't just apply for the grant and be like, oh, good, we got money. Let's do something.
Right.
There has to be something in place and a plan and all that stuff. So,
Application period opens up May 19th.
yeah. So,
Get to
but
it.
yeah,
Wow.
it's It's a process for sure. It's a big one.
But you're talking, that's a huge grant. He's
It
talking.
is. I forgot. I don't know if that you can find the numbers quickly. I know it's like first year is 100, then it goes to 80, then it goes to
But that would be huge. That's
they would be.
exactly
Well,
what
I
we
can tell you it's
the health
$750
of the
million dollars
college.
to split.
A lot of the people they're
Which,
rating
I,
higher
but that
originally on
would
that.
take a lot of the bite.
It would, but like I said,
Remember they
the
had the thing
town
that looked at
wanted
where they paid for grant
to,
was the same thing. And
get
you
the
know what? Wait,
study
where did
to
people come from?
see
Well, it was
where
paid for under
we were
this
gonna
grant.
be.
I
That's
think we
why it's the
know.
right
I think
thing.
we got a pretty good
Yeah,
feel
I do remember that.
what's coming.
Yeah,
Yeah. So, right.
it's tough times.
This will help with that. We may not have as much time as we
The thing
think.
is, we have this that you can put in. If you get a plan and the town adopts a plan and say we're going to implement it within it, once you start the implementation, I think then you could actually probably apply for the grant, and
Yeah.
it's something we got to look into. You know, it might help us out a lot.
So
There's a lot of grants out there. It's just
there
whether
are.
you can get somebody to,
I mean, the thing is
Mike was good at it.
he was very good at it. That's the thing, is you need somebody that is willing to
Well, Mike,
take the
I'm just
time.
throwing out, he's still,
Yeah,
it may be worth
I'd poke him
an
with a stick.
ad. I think he's still on the personnel list. He look unactive.
I'm sure, I'm sure he'd help. Even if he couldn't do the whole thing, I'm sure he'd go with
Right.
somebody and
Yeah,
go.
talk.
He'd more than be willing to help because he's a.
Yeah, I mean, I know Hebron posted to the Talon County Chiefs. He's looking for a grant. The Chief Starkel is looking for a grant writer, that will be willing to step up and write a safer grant
So
and an AFG grant.
there is workshops.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were aware of
Yep,
that.
Mike's done a bunch of them. He's
No,
talked to the
that's
guy at the
they want to
philosophy.
give that
That
money out.
that's
I mean, they
it's such a
do.
game. A game.
It's
A game at
is
that level.
no,
Like you
it
got
is.
to
I'm
write.
telling
It's, you know, the knee can be there, but if you don't
you.
write it up the right
If
way,
you got
no one's
that
paper
right,
and
and bring that up and
that's
say,
the
hey, remember,
proof.
this is
That
something we can
is
do
the
is
God's
go
honest
having
truth.
those
So you
our
need.
things afterwards.
I found that out.
Go,
Yeah,
how do
be
we let's
started at
start
a
talking about
full-time grant
trying to
writer.
find grants for
The town of East Hartford had a
or we put
full-time
them
grant
together and we
writer,
each go
but
in
right,
separately
you pay
or
somebody
whatever. Because that is
$15,000 to do
that,
it. Well, and
that's
they
something
make,
that's something
yes,
that
they're
that's
worth their
for.
money.
Yeah,
Better
no,
probably the
absolutely.
only employee that brings
That's
money in, right?
because like Chris was just
Yeah, and
saying,
I
a lot
think
of
if you
towns
do
have
words, like if you write
40-hour
words,
positions that's just
speak
writing
words,
grants.
and
That's
right. Well, that's goes into
But
it.
I mean, it's a science to know how to write a good
It
grant.
sure
And he was
is. He get didn't he get the 100,000 for the vehicle
he got the
help
forestry
for
because we
forestry?
went for the radios, we didn't get it, and they said, well, we also got one for this. Do you have any surplus military vehicles? And he's like, well, by a matter of fact, we do.
Right.
And they said, oh, apply for it. So he didn't even Chief and I didn't even know he applied for that one.
But he saved the town
He
$100,000.
did. Yeah.
Mike did.
So
Anyway, I think there was one other to one quite a
we
while ago when Mike first became active
well we got
again.
years
He got us
ago
something.
before I joined. I've been in 10 years. We did a AFG grant. That's what bought all the new SCBA.
I guess they subscribed back.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, that was.
But so now we're in the process of starting to replace those bottles because they're coming up. And so instead of, I think there's 30 bottles, instead of getting that lump sum, we're buying like
Well, you're
five here, five
right.
there,
Now we
five
tried
here.
doing that, and it never seems to work
Yeah,
out.
it's
Oh,
tough.
they cut the budget, so we'll buy 10 next year instead of
Yeah,
five. And
exactly.
then now so we're buying 15. And oh, that's a big number. Well, you guys are what's supposed to put it off. We can wait.
So.
That it just never goes. Okay. Any new business? The only new business I got is who got elected chief and assistant chief?
Bruce was elected chief again for another term, and I was deputy chief again. So,
Congratulations, both you guys.
thank you.
Kind of figured it was going that way, but this was officially in our paperwork. We have a good year and safe. Everybody's safe.
Agreed.
Anything else? Got a any other business? Get a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion.
All in
Second.
favor?
Hi.
Hi.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You turn that camera on. I'm staring at you.
Yeah.